the relatives came through, they get some money from G. Alaska and from the state of Alaska, federal government. We got a few, but what we need it at that time was education for our people. And after they left, we formed Cape Fox Corporation 1973. Then they went to work, trying to train some of our people, educate some of them to go to work in the office. They are still training some of them. William Kay and Jean Todd died, and all the rest of the young people that's from Saxon. Saxon young people, they went to work in the offices. And Seymour, he takes those young people around to train them to so they can have to work in the office, Cape Fox Corporation. That's the benefit we got out of that at that time. But we still need more. Other things we needed here. Workers, they have to be trained, and the Cape Fox is doing some of those things to train some of the young people to for work, whatever kind of work they want to do. That's what the Saxon Corporation is doing, Cape Fox Corporation is doing now. That's the benefit we got out of it. And outside of that, right now, the way Cape Fox Corporation stands, there's nothing much doing. But what the way I look at it, I think in later years we might still get more benefit out of our corporation. And after 1991, if they start selling their shares, what I like to see, the Cape Fox Corporation buy back the shares that the people have, instead of having it sold outside to white people. What I like to see the Native Corporation to keep this within the Native people, their corporation, to keep it going. If they sell it to anybody outside, pretty soon the corporation will be overrun by white people. There's a lot of lots of white people that like to get in, as I can see it. Try to get in any way they can. That's why I like to see the Native people buy back the shares that belong to the corporation members. That's what I like to see happen. Otherwise, if they start selling their shares outside to some other people, well, pretty soon there would be no Native corporation here. A lot of young people nowadays don't think about these things like, well, it's my share. I can do anything I want with it. Anybody can buy it. They don't look at it like the future. What will happen if they do that, sell it to any white people? Pretty soon there won't be any Native people in the corporation. It'll disappear. That's why I like to see the Cape Fox Corporation to buy back the share from the people that want to sell. The effect it got on Saxon here after the corporation, some of it is good, and some of it's not really right. But we still try to do what we can. The corporation, Saxon, they're doing what they can do. We have some benefit for the Native people, like the seniors. They have Norma Jean, she's helping us. She's working with the Native people here. They took all the seniors in as consultant for whatever's going on for the culture and everything here in Saxon. Total pole restorations and everything that come up here in Salisbury. She has some of the ladies here, young and old. She got those ladies get together to make moccasins and blankets like those. That's one of the good things that come out of the collaboration for us. It's not all bad and it's not all good, but we're going along the best way we can. Right now, up to today, we asked for money for that longhouse we will have to build up there too. I think it's coming all right over there. Up to today, some of us getting our benefit out of it. Some of them don't think much of what the corporation's doing for them. But in later years, I believe, there'll be something good coming out of the corporation. Not all the corporations in Alaska are working the same way we do. But one thing in common they have is education for the younger people and training their workers. That's all that they have in common, all the corporations. So some of the young people are going to get the benefit of, even if they don't get no money from their corporation. They don't need to have to get money, but what they want to do is what their corporation can do for them in their lives. Money can be spent. Money can be gotten from anybody, but they're going to spend the money. But what they're going to get out of that education and training for their people, the land they hold, is what's going to benefit the people. And they have to hang on to it. I like to see them hold their land, all the corporations. That's all I want to see. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
We're talking about land claims and everything, like when we're excited what we're going to do and all that. So some of the shareholders voted on getting a hotel here in Ketchikan. And now if there's way we can get help to lift it up, because a lot of our shares went into that property up there, right on top of the hill, maybe you've seen it. And the interest is too high to get monies. But most of our share is in that ground. Is there a way we can get help to find a place where we can get help to move it up?
I'm sorry, I can't advise you on that. No. That's really a matter for the board of directors of the corporation and their consultants and financial advisors. I don't know enough about it to even venture an opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, I'm a dry well.
In fact, you just want to hear our troubles, right?
I want to hear your...
Really, that is a lot of problem in this, you know? Yeah. Like I said, it was so peaceful down here when they arrived. You see, even the one that don't belong to Sachs will move in was a shareholder, even from down L.A. Some of them we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said our hotel stopped there, and I don't know what's going to happen. So I was just wondering, since you're here or whatever.
No, I think your board of directors has to do whatever they think is right about that. I'm interested in the kind of opinion you expressed earlier about the children, about what Mr. Dennis just said. He proposed that when the 1991 comes, if anybody in Cape Fox wanted to sell their shares, that they should only be sold to Native people and not to white people, to keep it a Native corporation. That's the kind of thing I'm really here to find out about, to see what the people here living in Saxman think about that. That's my concern.
What about, like they're always trying to take our longevity away. Is anything Sea Alaska can bring up like that?
Well, that's...
It's not in your program either.
No, because that's a matter for the state, and that affects a lot of people, Native and non-Native. Mm-hmm. That's really...
I mean, just in the Sea Alaska.
Well, that's only for Sea Alaska to decide whether uh-huh. they want to take that out.
Well, there's not much but troubles you want.
Well,
because we've had headaches since it started, so really, that's all we've had. We never see any money come in.
May we ask questions before that, going up there for the look at?
Well, if we can get it on this...
get up here, I've got it here.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I'll stand up.
Could you give us your name?
I'm Dorothy Williams. I'm custodian of 3 shareholders that have 100 shares each. My first question is, what is the people going to benefit from this program you're doing now, if any?
Well, that's something that only time will tell. I was asked to come by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People. Those are international Native peoples organizations. And some Alaska Natives asked them to appoint me to come here to review the land claims. So I said, well, okay, I'll come, but the only way to review this properly is to go to the villages and the towns and see what Alaska Natives think about it. What happened? You had it 12 years. How did it come out? Was it good or was it bad? Then I said, I'll write a report. It'll be made public next year, and it'll be sent to everybody who testifies at these meetings. And then I'll say what I think you should do. And Mrs. Shields said the children should participate in some way. Well, if everybody says that, it'll be down here on the record, and my report will indicate how I think the children ought to participate, and so on and so forth. And then it's up to you, a lot of people, Indians and Eskimos and Aleut, to decide, well, okay, let's do that. But I'm not going to promise you anything except that I'll go around and listen to what everybody says, and I'll write a report based on what you say.
Okay. My late husband, the Joe Williams that they've been talking about, was on the board of directors when they passed an ordinance or rule or something anyway, that the shareholders in 1991 have to offer their shares if they want to sell it to their family. If their family don't want to buy it, then it goes to the cooperation and the cooperation can buy them. This is already passed in our cooperation, so we don't have to worry about that. I've been in Alaska 20 years now, and I was in here when this lands claim went through. I have very little to say about it. Number one, my family is no richer and it's no poorer. I've had headaches and heartaches from it. And to me, being an outsider, I'm from Colorado. I am part Indian, though. I feel that the Natives, and I don't like to use the word Natives because if you're born in Alaska, you're a Native. I would rather use the word Indian. I feel the Indians were very, very well, how would I put it? They were unjust in this lands claim because they're getting nothing out of it, but yet the white man is getting his pockets filled. I sit in on the Sea Alaska board when they have it here, and 10 people around the table, all executives of Sea Alaska, 3 were Indians. The rest were all white people. And so I feel the Indians really lost out on this lands claim.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir.
It says right here, how that's allowed to be affected. Now, I was born and raised here. Name is Philip Major.
Sit down, sir, please.
I went to school here 60 years ago, right here in this building. Now the way it affected me, before the land claims, we had things easy. We used to go out, get what we wanted, and land of food. We used to go out on the beach, get our food. We'd go out in the bay, catch our salmon, without any strings attached to it. Now, that we got into these land claims, we can't do anything. We're tied up. I can't even move without getting a permit. I can't get out there and catch any kind of fish without any kind of permit. I can't go in the woods, fall a tree or wood without permit. Things got tough for us. Short and sweet.
Well, you know, that sure is short and sweet.
Yeah. But that's my testimony.
Well, thank you, Mr. Major. Thank you.
One thing I'm real concerned about is this 14C. That we're supposed to give the city of Saxman. And it will become taxable, and which I oppose to very much. I'd like to see this 14C turned over to the IRA. The Gateway Borough is just nervous. They're quivering just like undernutritional person. They're drooling. They want to get into that 14C very bad so they could tax us. This is an Indian land, and since we got this land claim settlement, they're really trying to push us up to first class city. And to my dying day, I'm going to fight it and leave it as Indian land. This belongs to us. They took the Indian village away from Ketchikan. They don't have any Indian village there. Indians don't move any old place. They move where there's water year-round, nearby food, wherever you could go. They don't move any old way. And that was the Indian village to begin with in Ketchikan, and this one too. And now, this native land settlement has affected us real bad on our lands. And when 1991 come, I want to own my land, all my land, so I could be manager of my own land. No more corporation man getting rich off of my land. I'm going to have to scrap what they leave behind, but it's going to be my land, and I want it, my land. And I think a lot of people feel that way. This corporation, just give it to them. If they want charity, give it to them. But let us run our own land after 1991.
I'm interested in your proposal that the 14C land mm-hmm. be turned over to the IRAs. How do the other members of the board of directors feel about that?
Well, it's up to the shareholders. If you guys want to give your land away, I don't want to give mine away. And another thing, when we get this 14C, we're not going to get it here in Ketchikan, I mean, around Saxman. It's going to be all out that way in different ways, you know. You know, it's going to be hard to work on. And all our people, I would love to see all our people get together and steady on this 14C. Because if it's going to go to IRA, all right, they could have a little bit of my land. But if it's going to go to the city where it's going to be taxed and lost, I don't want to give one parcel of my land away. It's mine. And we're not supposed to give it to a white man yet. There's some land that are being talked about to give to our manager because we have no money to give him for bonus. We're going to give him land. I oppose to that. I don't want my land given away. Maybe the rest of the board directors could share their land, not me. I'll take them to court.
Thank you.
And we fought too long, and this kid was small, and now this kid is an old lady. And I don't got nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
My name's Richard Shields. I won't have as much history background as the elders have. The only thing that I know of is what they taught us and what we've learned from them when they speak. The concerns that I have is, as you say, is the ones that were born after 1971. This is a big issue. How can we get the younger people involved? Myself, I have three boys. I'm concerned about them, you know, being involved in something like this. 1991 is coming close, and pretty soon that's, you know, you think about it, pretty soon that's going to be gone. That idea is that land claim is no longer maybe in effect. And it'll be sold to anybody or whoever wants to buy it or who has the price to buy it, the land's claim. To protect a land's claim is to have a train of thought, I lost it there. But there should be a way that we should be able to protect our people, not only within our own corporation, but the ones that are at large. To see Alaska is the largest corporation, and there was one other one I had in my mind. What was that? 14C. I asked the gentleman back there if we're the only ones that were affected by that, or were affected by a boundary in which we are, which is a 6-mile radius. And 14C is to benefit the community that the shareholders live in. And there is no way that we can, this community, participate in that without going 6 miles beyond the boundary to take part in that 14C. And Ms. Erner, there's a way that can be lifted or to where that the community itself or the IRA, whoever's going to participate in that 14C in that land selection to be given over, because you're going to have to, who's going to want to travel 6 miles another direction to participate in a land where the people are all centraled around this community on 1 mile area? We'd have to travel another 4 more miles or so to get to that 14C land and to make use of it. There's no way that I can see the community people are here will benefit from that. So I'd like to see that looked into and see if we can have that boundary line lifted somehow to where the community itself can benefit from it and be select land behind the community here and make use of that 14C. I don't know of any other communities that are having that problem. And that's the only concerns that I had. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shields.
Involved in it from Alaska or not thinking of Saxman at all, being so close to Ketchikan. I think we were the only village that was hurt by that.
Not only through the lands claims, also through the Clinton Hydro were affected in the same way that we have a, or lose some of our people when they move out of the community, so.
Even our cooperation to select our land are having trouble with Ketchikan.
When you say having trouble with Ketchikan, you mean, what do you mean, having trouble with it?
Well, Kate Fox took some land out here by Beaver Falls, and it had been advertised I don't know how many years, and all of a sudden Ketchikan realized, hey, that's our light and power plant. So now they're trying to stop us from getting it after everything has all been arranged.
I see.
And they don't want to swap the land for other land. It made it hard all the way around picking land because we've got to go way out to pick it.
I think this is the only area that where the boundary has been set up that I know of.
That's the 6 mile radius.
Yes. Without that 6 mile radius, I don't think there would have been any problem because we've been able to select land within the close range. Now the, I think other communities were quite so close to their land selection.
Well, these are all good points you've raised, and they help me to understand how ANCSA has worked out for people here in Saxman. And I should tell you that in many of the other villages I've been to, people have raised some of the same questions that you've raised. Like Mrs. Shields, they've said, what about the children? Why can't they participate? They've also said, many of them, that they would like to see Native people obligated to sell their shares to other Native people. That is, they don't think Native people should be allowed to sell their shares to non-Natives. The suggestion was made that Cape Fox doesn't have a problem because you can take advantage of the provision that says the corporation can buy the shares back in 1991 if any shareholder wants to sell them. Well, that may be fine for Cape Fox if Cape Fox has a lot of money, but some of the other corporations are really worried because they don't have any money, so they wouldn't be able to buy the shares back if some of the shareholders wanted to sell them. Some big company from outside came in and wanted to buy those shares, they would not be able to buy them back because they wouldn't be able to meet the price that the big outside company might offer. So you can see the problems are a little bit different. Cape Fox, I gather, is able to buy them back. A lot of other corporations couldn't do that. They don't have any money. So it's interesting for me to see how these things are seen down here. We could, if you like, we could take a little 5 or 10 minute break for coffee and then reconvene while you collect your thoughts and see if anyone else wants to say something before